America news you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria 31, Johannesburg 30, Mbombela 35.
Germiston N3 southbound. There's been a crash at the Rand Airport interchange and we've got queuing traffic in Sandton on the M1 southbound towards Marlborough Drive.
Die burgemeester van Tshwane, Celia Brink, veg vandag teen 'n moesie van wantroue. Brink sê indien hy verwyder word, sal dienslewering in die stad lei. Anastasie Mogobo berig.
Addressing DA supporters outside Tshwane House earlier today, Brink expressed concern that any change in leadership might reverse the disciplinary measures he initiated against municipal officials involved in the controversial multi-million rand Royval refurbishment tender. He also emphasized that he has the only credible plan to resolve the ongoing Hammanskraal water crisis.
This is our legacy, and I tell you, we will fight to protect it, even if we have to fight in opposition.
The council sitting began with the DA requesting a caucus break. However, the EFF responded by asserting that even if it takes 4 hours, Brink cannot evade the motion. Anastasie Mogobo for Jacaranda FM News.
Uitvoerende direkteur van Naptoza Basil Manuel doen 'n beroep op die regering om 'n dringende oplossing te vind vir die onderwyssektor se finansiële krisis. Die minister van basiese onderwys, Siviwe Kwagube, sê amper 300.000 nuwe leerders het by skole begin in die afgelope 5 jaar, maar weens begrotingsinperkings is daar nie genoeg onderwysers nie. Manuel sê dit is onvolhoubaar.
Our schools are becoming more and more overcrowded, classes are becoming bigger and teachers are being expected to work more. So, yes, we don't want lamentations, we don't want anybody to tell us what the problem is, tell us what the solution is. And the solution doesn't lie with the unions or with the teachers. It lies with the legislators and it lies with Treasury.
Kusato dring aan dat die nasionale energiereguleerder van Suid-Afrika Eskom se omstrede inkomste aansoek tot 2028 moet verwerp. Die energienetmaatskappy wil hê elektrisiteitstariewe moet in die 2026 boekjaar met 36,15% verhoog, in 2027 met 11,81% en in 2028 met 9,10%. Kusato se woordvoerder, Zanele Sabella, sê die regering moet Eskom meer ondersteun om dubbelsyfer tariefverhogings te vermy.
More must be done to end pilferage in Eskom. If these agreed to Eskom social compact commitments are not honored, then Eskom will continue to dump the bill for its mismanagement on already highly indebted workers and a battered, growthless economy.
En Russiese president Vladimir Putin sê hy sal dit oorweeg om kernwapens te gebruik indien sy land enige deur enige staat met konvensionele wapens aangeval word. Putin het Rusland se amptelike kernwapenbeleid verander in reaksie op die VSA en Brittanje wat dit oorweeg om Oekraïne toe te laat om westerse missiele in Rusland af te vuur. Hy het bygevoeg dat die land se kernwapens die belangrikste waarborg vir veiligheid is. Meer op jackrandfm.com, klik op news. Ek is Emil Pinar, our top story this hour. Mayor of Tshwane is facing a motion of no confidence.
Yeah, so we'll be watching that one with a great degree of interest. Our news team is on the story and you will get the details as soon as they break. That Russian story is getting a little bit scary now. Yeah, look, I mean, I'm not a Ukrainian, otherwise I would have been hell of a scared before this, but you know, when you talk about like, well, we might just have to look at our nuclear arsenal. I mean, that is just ridiculous speak. And I got to tell you, there was one Soviet Union citizen who saved us from nuclear war. Today,
yes.
1983, on this day, September 26th, 1983, he was a Soviet Air Force officer. He was manning the radar system for Europe. And Stanislav Petrov saw that there was a report of an incoming nuclear missile. He looked at the screen. He looked. He didn't panic. He didn't. He did the maths 4 times. And he said, "This is a computer error. It is not an American first strike." And it was indeed a computer error. Now, we live in a different world now, guys, and maybe that